Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We'll bring in Mr. Paul Hamilton on our West Her hotline, and we'll talk more about what happened last night in Ottawa. Paul, brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Good morning, Mr. Hamilton. How are you today?
Good morning. Once the Bill season is over, do you start picking the Mets?
Fourth best odds to win the World Series this year. Hot shot. I believe ahead of your Yankees. Anyway.
Are you happy with the manager?
Yeah, I'm okay with it. Don't sidetrack me, Hamilton. We got plenty of time to get to the Mets. They're probably not starting the season on time. So,
Paul.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead,
Jeremy. I was going to test your memory.
Oh, no.
So, thank God this is not for me. Go ahead, Paul. You got this one
or
all by
somebody
yourself.
Somebody else out there will remember this. The Jankowski goal. Have you ever seen anything like that in your life? The answer is yes.
Oh. Yeah, I was going to say probably, but I don't remember.
I'll tell you, I'm 99% sure. I think it was Jason Pominville. The Sabres played the Red Wings here when Hasek was with the Red Wings. And that a scrum right in front of the bench that looked like the play should have stopped. And I'm pretty sure Pominville came out and then went and scored on a breakaway. Like a very, very similar play. Hmm.
You've got a good memory, because wow. Even if, as you've talked about it, I don't remember it. But.
Well, someone else out there might remember. I think it's Pominville. I think Hasek's in net. I know it's Detroit. I know it's Detroit, and I know it's the exact same kind of goal where what's going on? Are you going to blow a whistle? What? Oh, okay. Yeah, fine. Goal. You know, like someone else will remember that because, you know, it's such a weird kind of play, right? Like – how do officials decide not to just, you know, all right, let's figure things out over here, just because the puck is loose, I guess, right?
That's right, yeah. If the puck's in there, you know how they're always yelling, move it, move it. If the puck was in there, they would have blown the whistle. But since the puck was in the other end, they didn't. They just let it all go on. Now, the reason they should have blown the whistle, and the reason being Ottawa had too many men on the ice. But they didn't see it. So they didn't have a delayed penalty up, and Ottawa with the puck and blow the whistle then. So, you know, Brown comes out of the zone, he looks up, and all he sees is one guy in front of him, I believe it might have been his defensive partner, and Hauser, and a scrum. But, I mean, basically, had he had manned the puck up, they're gone. So he comes up, and at the last possible second, if you look at the scrum, you see Olofsson and Samuelson all of a sudden look. And they take one step towards center ice, and at that point, that's when Jankowski, he was trailing the two of them, lifted the stick. And because he had been in on a forecheck, so he lifted the stick and goes the other way. But, you know, had Brown been a little more savvy and had manned that puck up, they had a possible 2-on-0 going the other way, because basically the only ones on the ice playing were the two goaltenders, the two Ottawa players, and the one Sabre player. The rest of them were all in a pile in front of the bench area.
So there was really no definitive word on Oposo, right, from Granato?
No, he normally doesn't know after games. He waits until players get examined the next day, and we probably aren't going to hear today because they're scheduled for a day off today. And I don't think it's one of those where they have a choice. I think it's a mandated day off. We probably won't hear anything till tomorrow's morning skate.
Michael Hauser, let's talk about him, because he was a busy dude last night.
43 saves, and boy, he had 33 saves through two periods. And then, interestingly enough, the Sabres played a nice third period. on a back-to-back. Ottawa's not on a back-to-back, but the Sabres were. But they really had really not much pressure on Forsberg, which was a shame because Forsberg hadn't played in a month. You know, the last time he played was December 18th.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because Ottawa had only played three games in that time, and Murray had played them all. So he didn't know he was going to play. Murray was supposed to play. He got sick. The backup goalie didn't get there from Belleville till the game had started. So all of a sudden he's in net for the first time in a month, and the Cousins play catches him napping, the goal in the first period. And I'm thinking, boy, you've got a goaltender here. You've already caught napping once. He hasn't played in a month, and you guys are putting absolutely no pressure on him whatsoever. He had 21 shots. I don't know if any of them were, wow, what a save, you know, type of a thing. But then the third period, they started going after him. And he's had to make some saves, and they were getting some good offensive opportunities. They looked more like the way Don Granato wants them to play. They outshot the Senators after being outshot badly in the first two periods. And they get a couple of goals, and as Bulldog says, got that one into the garage and got out of there 3-1. By the way, Tuck, with a goal and assist, now has 7 points in the 7 games he's played here in Buffalo. Point a game so far.
There's a line about getting it in the garage but not being able to get it out on the street and down the street, but I won't go there. You know, sometimes we make fun of Paul in his articles because he can be angry Paul, and it's rather entertaining. Happy Paul in your article. There were a couple things I wanted to bring up. One, the Oposo play and the hit on Butcher where Eakin goes in after the guy, and then basically John Hayden says, get out of the way. I want to get a fight in here with Tkachuk. But you made a point to point out that Sabres were sticking up for each other.
Yeah, Craig Revay tweeted out, good things happen when the boys stick up for each other. And he's right. And, you know, it wasn't like Hayden really, he doesn't really throw many punches. When he gets in a fight, it's basically grab the jersey and throw the guy around a little bit. I don't care what he did, and I really don't care he got an instigator. You got to get in there on that, and he did. He was there immediately, and that's the type of penalty. If he gets an instigator, you go kill it off, and they did.
Mm-hmm.
And you try to gain some momentum from the situation, kill off the penalty, but I'm sorry. He has to be there, and he was. And then, you know, Mark Pesek is not a guy who's, you know, going to be, you know, a fighting and that type of thing, but he was there immediately after Oposo got boarded, and you know he was right on top of Brännström, who was on the ice, and he jumped him right away, and everybody was in there except Jankowski, who didn't see it because the puck went in the other end, so he went in the other end, and he didn't even see what was going on. He said he didn't even know it until he had come out and was coming out of the zone, and he sees this pile. He's wondering what's going on, but he kept playing, luckily for the Sabres. And you know, you just stick together, be there for each other, and they definitely were, and that helps teams come together when you are.
You weren't just happy, Paul. You were effusive, Paul. Look at
don't
you.
Don't use
you,
words I don't know the meaning of.
Okay. Means you were heaping praise on Matias Samuelsson, calling him fantastic last night.
Well, I think the coaching staff thought he was fantastic because who usually gets the bulk of the work? It's Dahlin.
Yeah.
And he wasn't even at 20 minutes. 21-year-old Matias Samuelsson in his second NHL game this season went 22-01, the most of any Sabre on the ice. And he deserved it. I mean, I said after the first game, you know what? You know, he's really showing in. You and I have talked about this many times, or I say you and I, all of us, the three of us, have talked about this many times that, you know, in the prospects tournament, he was so good.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a shame he got hurt in training camp because there's no question in my mind he would have made the team. And, you know, he comes up and both games was really, really good. And I think the coaching staff showed everything you need to know about if he's going back. I know he's the guy that doesn't clear waivers. So what? I mean, he's got to be one of your six guys for the rest of the season. I mean, and you think about it, on the left side, next year you've got Power, Dahlin, and, well, likely Power if he mm-hmm. comes out of Michigan, Power, Dahlin, and Samuelsson. I mean, that's your left side for a long time. And, you know, then you're looking at, well, can Johnson over at the University of Minnesota, maybe can he move to the right or – You know, you got Joakim Harju on the right. Fitzgerald was okay. And, you know, then you're kind of looking for guys for the right. But to me, he can't go down. Now, Jacob Bryson is no longer waiver exempt, but if you got to waive Butcher, so be it. Miller and Haig are on expiring contracts, so there's a good chance one or both will be traded anyway before the trade deadline. So if you got to trade one of those guys once Miller is no longer injured, go for it. They're unrestricted free agents next year, but the time has come. They have to make room for Samuelson, and in my mind, he has to be here. And just listen to what Granato, you know, said about him. You know, his first thing out of his mouth, well, there's good reason to put trust in him. You know, and he was just glowing about him, too.
Sorry, I didn't mean to chuckle during your response, but the internet is a wonderful thing, and so is Jeremy's memory. Within moments of you bringing up the Pominville goal, someone tweeted in a link of the video.
March 2nd, 2008.
And it's really funny to watch. Like, they're all along the boards.
It's the same goal.
Yeah, they're right in the neutral zone around the red line. Everybody's over there, and you're like, oh, they're going to blow the whistle. It's a scrum, and all of a sudden, this guy with the Sabres comes out with the puck. Like, hey!
Well, see, I got to depend on you guys for memory. I mean,
I didn't remember it, Paul. I looked at the video. It's really funny.
Well, Mike
to watch.
And Jeremy are good at that stuff. So I got one in the morning and I got one in the afternoon who remember that kind of stuff. And then, okay, that's right.
Hey, I remembered your name. Like, that's as far as it's expected. my bar is very low when it comes to memory, and that's why Jeremy's always here picking me up. All right, Mr. H. So was there anything? No. Okay, I guess that was it.
You can't even remember.
I have no idea what I was doing. Oh, no, I had one. I want to mention quickly. So it sounds like there were some tweets yesterday that maybe today we're going to get everybody's updated schedules from the league.
Yeah, it looks like it. We'll see. You know, maybe a 10-day break for the players around the All-Star break / Olympics.
Yep.
Which means I don't think they're going to get all the games in that were postponed. So I don't see how they can avoid not going into May. I know they would prefer not to, but I think they have to.
Yeah.
Maybe a lot of the Canadian games will be in May with thinking,
get fans
all right,
back.
You know, yeah. Maybe things will be better up there. We can put fans in the stands, but we'll see. But I just think they're going to get into May.
All right, sir. Thank you as always for your time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.